Is this your phone?
Yeah, it's my phone. Okay, so can you state your name?
Ronnie Meyer.
And your age?
69.
Years old. Okay. Today's date is the 26th of November, 2019. I'm speaking with Ronnie Meyer, which I call her Bubby. She's my grandmother. And we're recording this in Lancaster County in Pennsylvania, USA. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I'm grateful that that my son's married really good women, and we love them, and they've made a beautiful life and with their children, and they just have been here for us if we need them, and they've just been good.
Yeah, okay. Can you tell me about a person who has been kindest to you in your life?
Not a family member?
Anyone.
Okay. Well, the most important person that I think of all the time is my mom. Mm-hmm. And she was just not only my mom, but she was a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I could just never, every day I try and talk to her and just think about how much she meant to me.
Mm-hmm. What are you proudest of in your life?
I'm proud to see my son's doing well and being happily married and having good kids, and they really are they're very involved with the kids, both dads. Mm-hmm. and moms, and I think that that's wonderful, and they all get along, and that means a lot to me.
Mm-hmm. How would you like to be remembered?
That I loved you all, that I tried my best, and I guess that's about it. I've been crying. I need a tissue.
Okay.
Where's a tissue?
You can use a paper towel.
Okay, where's it?
Right there.
They
don't
hear me crying.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Do you have any stories from your childhood that you can remember?
Corey Meyer.
Get the call. Do you have any favorite stories from your childhood or things you remember?
I remember as a little child, we lived in a house that was just two bedrooms, and was very, very tiny. And my Bubby had lost her, had her leg amputated. And my brother and I would sleep in one bed, and my Bubby slept in the other bed. And I don't know why I always remember that about when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it was. Tell me again what we were talking about.
Anything you remember from your childhood?
Oh, things I remember.
Any friends you remember?
Oh, yeah. My best friend was Eileen, and her parents were the most wonderful, great parents. We used to go there, and we would laugh all the whole time. They were the most wonderful parents, and my friend Eileen was a very important person in my life, and she also died.
If you could do anything for work, what would you do? Like,
I'm sorry.
Anything you could? Would you want to do anything like you could work like a job? No limits here. You can work, do anything.
Like, what kind of a job?
Anything. You can work. What would you want to work to do? Like,
I worked for a doctor, but. And I used to do billing for the doctor. But I think my favorite thing that I liked working in TJ Maxx because I love to shop.
Mm.
So that was a fun thing. I love bargains. And
that's it. All done.
Oh, wow.
Any last words?
Thank you.
For them.
I hope you all stay close. And I hope you do your best and love your parents. And try to do the right thing. Listen to your heart and try and do the right thing because this world is very difficult. And it's just, I don't know, people don't look at one another. They're kind of like just to themselves. And we need to be kinder to one another. And that's about it.
Okay.